From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. If you're planning a trip to Europe, the State Department wants you to be on alert. A travel warning has been issued advising U.S. citizens to be vigilant in public places like transportation hubs and tourist sites. Officials are concerned Al-Qaeda may be plotting another attack. Patrick Kennedy is with the State Department.
We are not advising Americans not to go to Europe. That is not that. This is an alert. And we put out an alert to ensure that American citizens are aware of the possible incidents.
Security experts have been concerned for days that terrorists may be plotting attacks on Europe with assault weapons, similar to the deadly 2008 shooting spree in Mumbai, India. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel says he is preparing to run for mayor of Chicago. He made the expected announcement today in a video posted on his website.
With this election, we have the chance for a fresh start and a new beginning. In the months ahead, I look forward to earning your support.
One of his biggest challenges is to prove he's not an outsider after spending the past 2 years in Washington. Emanuel says he's launching a listening tour of Chicago's neighborhoods and will visit grocery stores and hot dog stands. U.S. Senate candidate Rand Paul, a Republican, says it may be time for the Social Security and Medicare age to be raised. Speaking during a televised debate on Fox News, he says if a change is implemented, he does not expect it to affect those seniors who are currently receiving the benefits. Paul is facing Democrat Jack Conway in the Kentucky Senate race. Major issues of both campaigns have revolved around spending and taxes. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is moving forward with his plan to disband private security contractors. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports already 8 of the paramilitary firms have been shut down.
Karzai announced in August that all national and foreign private soldiers would have to leave the country or become part of the Afghan police or army. The decree left embassies as well as U.S. forces scrambling to figure out the fate of tens of thousands of security contractors who protect bases, homes, and offices, as well as the supply convoys that keep the NATO force in Afghanistan running. The announcement came shortly after an armored car driven by a contractor had rammed a civilian car in Kabul, killing 4. The Karzai government announced that the 8 firms, including the company formerly known as Blackwater, had turned in their weapons and equipment and that more private security companies would soon follow. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Egypt is supporting the Palestinian decision to stop negotiations with Israel as long as it builds West Bank settlements. But Cairo is pushing for further diplomacy to try and salvage the month-long peace talks. President Hosni Mubarak met today with U.S. Envoy George Mitchell. This is NPR News from Washington. Tomorrow is the first Monday in October, and that means a new Supreme Court term will be getting underway. The court, with new Justice Elena Kagan, will be looking at provocative anti-gay protests at military funerals, as well as a California law banning the sale of violent video games to children. Coca-Cola has completed a buyout of its North American bottling operations for $3.4 billion. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the deal, which closed today, will allow the Atlanta-based company to control more of its own distribution.
Coca-Cola will now operate the business, saying it can react better to changing customer tastes. By owning bottling operations, companies can get products to market more quickly, control where products go, and how they're displayed. The world's largest soft drink company had announced the deal in February, and regulators approved it last week. The deal includes assuming nearly $9 billion in debt. The U.S. soft drink market has been down for several years as consumers have switched their habits, buying more juices, teas, and energy drinks. As a result, Coca-Cola and other soft drink companies have relied more on international markets to boost sales. The new unit, Coca-Cola Enterprises, is expected to start trading Monday on the New York Stock Exchange. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
When golfers go into the final day of play at the Ryder Cup, the Europeans will have the edge. After 2 rain delays on the Welsh course, the Europeans are ahead now 9.5 to 6.5. Tiger Woods has suffered the biggest loss of his Ryder Cup career, and Phil Mickelson now has the worst cup record of any U.S. player. Play is set to resume tomorrow, weather permitting, setting up what would be the first ever Monday finish in 83 years of the cup. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.